happening? As I said, we are here with the wonderful folks of BitBash tonight. BitBash is a great gaming event that happens every year in Chicago. We love it in the Nerdalogs. We're so happy to partner with them. We have tonight their logistical director who's going to share a story. Please welcome to the stage, Bryce Pulse.
Hi. I didn't know these were supposed to be funny.
That's okay. I think it's funny, but we'll see how you guys do. Hi, my name is Bryce Pulse, and I'd like to tell you a story about coming out, realizing you've wasted your entire life, and then discovering how to put it back together. About 5 years ago, I had lost a lot. I recently graduated from college, where a series of destructive acts of self-loathing had manifested in losing my core group of friends. I had no sense of personal identity, no sense of meaning, no support whatsoever. I was arrogant and overwhelmed. I thought I could do everything myself, a terrible quality that's manifested throughout my entire life, and whoever's volunteered with me at BitBash might be aware of. I had recently gone through a breakup with someone I didn't love. I didn't know why I didn't love her, but I felt some obligation, some feeling that I needed to support her through a time that was personally difficult to her. I had decided that I was going to sacrifice my own happiness and my entire life in some bullshit machismo patriarchal act and live the rest of my life with her. Except she didn't want to live the rest of my life with her life with me. She was gay, and she left, and I left, and I moved to Chicago permanently. Around the same time, I just left my job. I had been hired as a video game designer at a studio 6 months before I graduated. I left a lot of my responsibilities and obligations at school to focus on it, including supporting my friends throughout our senior capstone project. I thought that I had made it when I graduated, and my intense depression led me to decide to fuck everyone else off, friends who didn't even really know me because I'd spent so much time lying to them. I was pathological. I didn't realize I was doing it because I was lying to myself. Anyways, after a continuing series of recurring self-destructive acts, some people came to my life and changed all that. I met a girl who felt so confident and so carefree with her life. She was everything I aspired to be. We spent a lot of time together, and she was queer, and we were in a poly relationship, and I found so many qualities in her that I realized were in myself the whole time. Maybe I hadn't read 50 books of Japanese manga and bought a fedora in the 9th grade because I thought the boy who did that was cool. Maybe I did that because I had a crush on him. Maybe I didn't accept that girl's offer to go help her try on bras because the store had Gran Turismo 2 and I liked to run over the driving cones. Maybe I just wasn't a sexual person. Around the same time, I met the Chicago indie community. I had taken an internship at the Museum of Science and Industry and found a renewed passion for the work I did. I wanted to do more that personally reflected that, and so one night I went to a party and met a guy named Ryan, and a beer later I was hanging out at the Emporium with a whole group of friends who I could be myself open with, be honest with, and be myself with. A year after that, we were on a train together to GDC. I was meeting a whole new group of people, people like me from all over the world, people who loved the things I loved, people who loved all the things I hated. The world was so much bigger than I thought. Games were so much bigger than I thought. About the loving things I hated. I'm gonna get better, don't worry. During that trip, we all got drunk at the Marriott Hotel in San Francisco. We had been to an event called the Wild Rumpus the night before and had taken such great joy from the environment and wanted to celebrate and the games that we loved. We wanted that. We wanted to bring that home, to show it to the public. Not just to devs and not just to gamers, but to people who are at home that were angry and sad and confused and isolated and maybe just hadn't found their place yet like I hadn't. BitBash began that night. 2 months later, we were in the middle of the most overwhelming, intense work of putting on a festival, a task none of us knew how to do. I kept playing more new, interesting games, trying to embrace myself more into this culture that I wanted to explore. A couple weeks after my birthday, I asked some friends online for recommendations of games to play, some game that I could just play in one sitting that wasn't a long, arduous thing, that was just like 2 hours, and I'd be done. A game called Gone Home got more votes than any other. I'd heard of it before, and I decided that now was the time to play it. The moment I started playing, I knew it was going to be an issue. The story focused on a woman who returns home to her family, only to find her house abandoned and her younger sister missing. About 10 minutes into the game, I was overwhelmed with its feelings of romance and otherness. It was about love at a young age, something I'd been very familiar with. I played through the game and discovered the story piece by piece, delving deeper into the romance and emotional journey that eerily reflected mine. When the game ended, I felt a fear deep in my stomach, a fear I hadn't ever experienced. one that I couldn't even begin to understand. I got on my bike and I ran. I was panicking and I was scared. There weren't unfamiliar feelings, but I'd never felt them so intensely like this. I needed to get away from something, from anything. I hopped on my bike and I began to ride. I biked down the lakefront trail. I biked down past Lincoln Park, past Navy Pier, past the South Loop, past the museum campus. My heart was racing. There were rocks in my stomach, and I was crying harder than I'd ever had in my life. I was unfathomably scared, and I couldn't even begin to figure out why. I tried to kill myself that night. It was the culmination of that feeling I'd felt over a year ago. Here was the story of a younger girl living in a simulation, living in a situation similar to mine. I guess she is living in a simulation, though, too. Wow. I'd grown up in a very conservative Christian family. They loved me, and they still do. They're wonderful people, but it was with a single caveat that reverberated throughout my entire life, that I couldn't be anything but straight. It wasn't that I wasn't allowed to be anything but straight, it's just that it was impossible. It's not a thing that could happen. That was for other people. My friends from California were, my Californian friends were from California, and my Turkish friends were from Turkey, and my gay friends were from, I don't know, gay town. The girl in Gone Home had embraced those feelings and put it into her art and her life. My girlfriends all those years ago had sounded the same. That boy who I was trying to impress by reading Wanma One Half and Dot Hack. Dot Hack? Yes. Had come out 2 years after that moment. I was spent my whole life lying to myself, telling myself I was doing good for others because letting myself be somebody I wasn't was better off for my friends, for my family, and for those I loved. I let those lies and that anger, letting those lies and the anger from repressing those feelings slowly fed my depression. It tried to kill me that night. I wanted to die because I had lost the opportunity for an entire life, an entire alternate history of possibilities where I didn't become the angry, miserable liar that I was. And seeing that whole life that I live now, I felt like I didn't deserve it anymore. I had left an entire wake of destruction in my path with everything that I had done. I had to pay for my sins. I had to die. But the people I met from that train and the people that I met from BitBash and the friends that I met getting into this community, those people had become such a family to me, and they loved who I am, who I truly was, more important than more than anyone else had in my entire life. And they reached out that night. They called me. They texted me. They came to my home. They pulled me back. And their care made me seek help. A community isn't there to support each other commercially. We're not here to promote each other's events. We're not here to network. We're here because we have all got these stories and these histories, these pasts that have led us to this very place right now. One person can't get through life. They need a world of friends. They need mentors. They need art. They need guidance to show them, to support them, and to guide them through experiences that have been traversed by so many others, and to help them overcome mistakes that they made on those same journeys. That's what our community is. That's what our art is about. That's why I'm still alive. And because of them, I can say, I'm here, I'm queer, and maybe someday I'll get used to it.
Right. That was wonderful. We're so glad you're here. Thank you for sharing that. That was great. Guys, what a great time we have here at the Bee Kitchen. This is only our second show at the Bee Kitchen PS. I really like this place. Thanks for coming out tonight.